Oh, what up, everybody? The episode this week. What episode is this for us?
I think this is 9.
Episode 9, baby. Let's go. We got a guest. Jackie Lee is in the studio. An unbelievable conversation we had with each other. We just got back. Dude, we just wrapped up our tour.
How do you feel?
The Fresh Cuts tour is done.
Let's go, man.
Yeah, we filmed it. 2 shows in Dallas. Unbelievable. It's going to come out probably later in the fall.
Sweet.
You know, everybody asked about my tour, about what are the jokes real or no, what jokes. I don't want to watch your special if I'm going to hear these jokes live.
Right.
So the special I just put out, What Are We Doing, put out a month ago, which is about to cross 1 million views.
Let's go.
Let's go. I'm rich. Just kidding. It's like 1 cent per. Well, 1 cent per view would be what?
Of a million?
$1,000?
I'm not a math guy. I don't know.
Maybe $10,000?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, it's not that much. I still got to pay for my own gas. but that special was shot during COVID or before COVID. And so post COVID to December or to June, this weekend, that was that special. Mm-hmm. And that one's not going to come out until the fall. And then we're going on tour coming up this fall. I'm off for 6 weeks. What am I going to do?
Wow, man.
You got any recommendations for hobbies?
I don't know, dude. I built a patio recently. You got any patios you want to build?
Nah, dude. I got an HOA. They don't let you do anything outside.
Yeah. I wouldn't have let you build that.
Yeah, 100%. I did some DIY projects that didn't go well. Maybe I have to do some with my car.
Mini library reviews.
Crush the mini library. Dude, somebody sent me what's even. I love everybody's feedback on the podcast is unbelievable. The emails, the DMs. I love it. Somebody, they're putting dog mini libraries.
What is that?
They have a little thing with like tennis balls and sticks.
It's more like a drive-through than a mini library. Dude, it's like a Chick-fil-A walk-up.
The Lord, it's near. His return is near. anyway, we're going on tour. We're off for 6 weeks. Then we're coming back on tour. A lot of these shows are already sold out. Some of them are sold out, but there's like 5 shows in each city because we're going back to the comedy club.
Sweet.
Because we got to write new material. Going back to comedy clubs. This is starting in August. We're going to New York City, Richmond, Virginia, Des Moines, Iowa. That's the state fair. That's going to be
cool.
An unbelievable. Derek Stroop and Dusty Slay are going to come with me in that one. Springfield, Missouri, Boston, Greensboro, North Carolina. Is that right?
Greensboro, North Carolina, yeah.
Appleton, Wisconsin, Spokane, Washington, New Brunswick, New Jersey. That's great. I get to see my compassion child up there while I'm out there in New Jersey. That's a joke. I guess stupid. Virginia Beach, Dayton, Ohio. That's hilarious, dude. Greenville,
South Carolina,
Irvine, California. It's right in the Los Angeles, greater Los Angeles area. And some of those shows are already sold out, and that's in December.
Wow.
Gas me up, baby. And then Palm Beach in Miami in right before Christmas. We'll see you at the shows. Thank you so much, everybody that came out to watch the special, laugh. Oh, the joke. I fixed it. Remember last week, the joke?
Yeah, you polished it up?
Yeah, just took out the one part.
So it flows a little straight.
Yeah, it flows a little, and I go, and I just left, a little space. I go, I just circled trans.
There you go.
And then everybody it kind of builds up some, they know it's going to go somewhere.
Good.
Something stupid. And that is actually, that made it into the special.
Oh, cool, man.
Because of the Net Positive podcast, that joke is going to be in the special. Whenever that comes.
Yeah, the audience kind of helped you refine that one in the comment section.
I respect to them. All right, let's get to the episode, everybody. Here's Jackie Lee.
My brother and sister come down every once in a while. Well, right. My brother comes down yesterday, and he did not like. I did not have a house up to par to his cleaning.
He didn't like it?
He didn't like how. No. He didn't like how clean the house was.
Okay, all right.
So yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, I'll get to it.
Too clean or not clean?
No,
enough.
It wasn't. It was
me. Okay, it wasn't clean enough.
Okay. So. They're gone pretty much all day just doing stuff. And right. I'm at home and I clean.
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to be a big brother. And so.
Mix it up. He's just your little brother.
I'm literally vacuuming.
Yeah.
Right by the front door.
Yeah.
And show you how old the house is. We have blinds.
Door. Yep.
We have blinds that are inside the glass. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Straight from like 1982. Yeah. And it's in the door. So. One of those deals where if you get close enough, you can see who's on the other side. Yeah. Well, dude, this is just happenstance. I'm vacuuming and then I just see Gracie. I didn't even know they were there. Yeah. I see Gracie and she's going. And then when she opens the door, she goes like they're right there. And I'm just like, that was weird.
Oh, well, well, well.
And so I'm just like letting it digest.
Is she making fun of you too, her boyfriend?
No, to my brother.
Okay, they're out there with her. Okay, right. Got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just got home. Okay, and she looks at him behind the door and goes, he's vacuuming. Like they're right there making fun of me for cleaning.
Like you'd never done this before.
Yeah, yeah. Like yeah, I never, okay, yeah, it was definitely like they were just making
we
fun.
We saw you.
Yeah, for sure. So. Yeah.
Oh, because they can
the
hear
door opens and I saw that's what caught me. It was like I saw her laughing, but I couldn't hear her. Yeah, I saw her do the vacuuming thing.
Right, right.
But like I couldn't. So she opens the door and her face just went like her dog died. As in like, hey, what's up? You know, just like just almost solemn. Like, just like went, she wasn't laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
So she walks the door and stage. Dude, my blood just slowly starts to boil.
You're mad.
Just like cheeks rosy.
But you're upset.
Oh, upset.
Get him, dude.
And not so much just upset at whatever. I just was like, also, it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
So I wait like a good 10 minutes. Let it
oh, you don't bring it up immediately?
Oh, no. I was like, I was trying to get my ducks in a row. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to accuse somebody of something, it has to be.
Got
to
be.
So.
You got to know when you're ready.
I have a list of saying my dad says.
Oh, yeah.
I will have to get in that later. But ducks in a row is definitely one of those things. So she goes, she takes a shower, goes into her room. I wait for her to get ready. And like her and Kenzie are going to go have
sitting
dinner.
On this one. I'm just like, I do that sometimes. I go, I got one.
And she opens the door. I'm like, hey, what's up? And she goes, hey, well, you know, we're going to go eat. I was like, cool. Oh, hey, did you make fun of me behind the door? And dude, her face went so white. And
then
she
did.
Goes, I told Kenzie that you were vacuuming. I said, so. You got home.
Did you make fun of me behind the door?
You got home and you looked at your brother and just thought, hey, I'm going to give Kenzie some just meaningless information. Our brother's inside vacuuming. Yeah. That's how I'm supposed to take that?
Yeah.
Dude, she tripled down.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
She was like, oh, just tell him you're vacuuming. I'm like, and then my brother's in there just dying laughing. Yeah. Just in his room dying laughing.
Yeah, did he hear?
Because he knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he and I had like a little bit of argument earlier, but like, you know, we're brothers, we're cool. It's like, whatever.
It's fine.
We're fine.
Yeah.
And then she just got, I told her, I was like, here's the deal, G. Listen.
You call her G. That's a little like, hey, sweetheart. That's like,
yeah. Well, I call her G all the time. I was like, here's the deal, G. I do the same thing to you. I literally do the same thing behind your back.
Yeah.
I just so happen to catch you doing it to me.
Yeah.
So just be honest with me.
I saw you.
Bro, she would not be honest with me.
It's stupid. Dude, listen.
It broke my heart a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's, by the way, Jackie Lee is here, ladies.
Yes,
hey, hey, round of applause, Jackie Lee. Local Nashville socialite, country artist.
Bro, I mean, where are we? I just drove through the Gulch for the first time in like 2 years.
Yeah, we're down here, dude. Weird. We're downtown.
Dude, that's it. I'm not seeing, I have my very first photo shoot ever in down the parking here. Lot that does not exist anymore.
Oh, they got a high rise. They bro, got a condo
like when you
up
come
there.
Down that little turn through the gulch,
yeah.
And those it's just
you can't see nothing.
You can't see nothing. It's insane. I mean, I'm like, I'm here for it, but like,
I go, it's in the gulch, but you can't. But you're not. Mm-mm. Yeah, you. Everybody should go.
Well,
out
the
to
gulch
Donald.
Is getting way bigger. It's
and
like
way,
now
and
here,
way, and by the way, way worse.
I remember. Do you remember not Jake Owen? Do you remember that Twitter account?
Yeah. Wait. Who told me that?
No, not me.
So somebody.
Wait. Wait.
Me
did
that.
You guys? Were you here for that? Okay, so
I've
like,
seen it on the back end. No one likes it now.
Early, like,
but I've somebody showed
2008,
it to me.
9, yeah. I guess maybe is when it started. But the first time I ever like remember even seeing the word gulch
was
on that
really?
Jake Owen. I'd already lived here.
Wait,
for
so
like
the gulch
a year.
Wasn't even a thing.
I mean,
it wasn't
called the gulch. There was Icon.
Yeah,
that was the first building.
There's nothing else down there.
Anyway, he goes, you know, in Nashville is the only place you can say that you kissed a girl in the gulch and you didn't get a disease.
Oh, great joke. Yeah.
That was like the first time
I've
ever heard of
the gulch. No one still knows who it is, right?
There's been rumors, but I don't know who it is.
Wait, I want to go back to about the doubling and tripling down.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you go like in an argument with you can just say, hey, that's on me.
Just be honest.
That's or like something so petty. Like, what she's doing, it's not. That hurtful.
I was even more petty for going in on it. I could
of course
totally,
you are, dude.
Totally let it go.
But I said, totally my sister, we were talking about not confronting someone, but bringing up a hurt to another person that she was like, I'm hurt by this. I go, I wouldn't even bring it up. I go, why? I go, that person has not ever shown the ability to be like, you're right. Never. And not that you're, I know your sister. I love your sister.
Oh, dude, yeah. She's
but you get, so I've happened when you get confronted, you always defend.
Oh, totally, totally, totally.
But
totally.
And it'll take me about.
And I've been there. We've all been there, dude. That's the thing. It's like I've been you.
Yes.
And I may be you in the future.
And you're a close friend of mine. Any of y'all, if y'all confronted me, I would immediately defend.
For sure.
And everyone would.
Absolutely.
Now, if I told you, Jackie, hey, we were out at Red Door and that joke hurt my feelings, you would. I know you. Relax, whatever. But you would call me a day or so later.
If I ever felt like something hurt one of my friends, I would never, ever, ever think that it's either ace.
Yeah, never.
If it's funny to me, it's like if you want the relationship, you have to meet in the middle.
And you have to be, even if you disagree, you go, I could see
how. I think my biggest thing, though, even like what you're talking about with Gracie is, or using the Gracie thing is very, very true.
Yeah, right. Like, we love her. She knows where,
Gracie, you're amazing. She's literally one of the most talented people. I love her so much. Everybody listening is like, he hates this. I love her. I got to give the backstory. Like, she's
unbelievable basketball player. Friends. Yeah.
But.
But.
The thing on doubling the
oh, that's true.
The thing on doubling, tripling down to me is I don't care what joke you make about me. I don't care what you think's funny or whatever.
Yeah.
The only thing that only bothers me in my life, in the world currently right now is the truth.
Say it again.
Is when you confront someone about the truth.
Yep. Yep.
And they can't be honest about the truth. Now, I have, like, in my past, growing up, learning, becoming wise, going through cancer, losing my mom, you learn to tell the truth.
Yep.
I just have a thing in me right now. I had a buddy in the last month that we have had some truthful talks. And it's like, that is the most important thing to me is the truth.
That's it.
You can make fun of me.
And
if I catch you doing it, just tell me you did.
Well, did you go back to your sister you were kind of like, aggressive back or like, what's up? So you're gonna be like, now if you
confrontations, you can say all day that I left my voice down,
but that's fun. Confrontation's
confrontation. It gets the blood boiling, dude. It gets it going.
Well, we were talking about what to talk about. So we have this like basketball league, right? And a lot of us, we talk about a lot of like about having a guys our age. I'm probably older than you. I'm 38. Guys our age. Having guy friends, because we all moved here, right? Most everybody that lives in Nashville moved here. So if you live in you're growing up your city, I live in Lilburn, Georgia, East Tennessee. I got my buddies back there still,
totally.
And we're not with them anymore. And now we're in relationships, so you can't really like. I was talking about going to like a Kenny Chesney concert. I can't go with a woman, so I go. I've asked you to stuff, and I ask like. Dallas Wilson to stuff or like ask like your buddy, you're like, hey, do you want to like go to like a concert or but you're like, what's up? But you don't. So but these guys that are what like these guys that we all play basketball with, speaking of the truth, like Andrew last time, this is probably about a year ago, maybe. And after I got out of rehab, we had a bunch of honest conversations with each other about being a man and all these type of things. And he goes, this is probably about a year ago. He's like, hey, you still sexting with women? And I go, oh, man. You know, like, that's like very, but we are Christian. We are believers there, but it's a very like, nobody has dudes like that. And you've done that to me. You're just like, hey, dude.
Well, here's the deal. It's like, even Theo and I getting to know him, it's like, first off, you and I, Theo's we're friends, but we're not friends like you and I are friends. Right. Like he's not been here that long, and I've gotten to know him through you.
I've had some honest conversations with him, but not go like,
But I was just using that as an example of a guy that's like, so far, even in he and I's talks, I want him to know it's like, it's very vain moving to a city like Nashville right now when everybody and their mom is just trying to make it.
Therefore,
you can just so easily.
Trying to make it in whatever.
Whatever. I mean, literally anyway, in Nashville, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Like you can. Make it in whatever
you get trying to make it
where, but when you do that or I do that I just you not in a bad way but you put the tunnel vision on and you put the people's what really matters to the side, so therefore we'll go months and it's just basketball text or we'll go
or we're playing playing what like where are we trying to go or what are we trying to
And then I definitely found these moments of just like hitting me. It's like, have I even asked John like what's up with him?
Like in your like not in like your but we follow each other on the internet, so we know like
dude, if the
you
internet
put out
is
a
sing,
I put out a viral video or a special, or you put out a single.
Totally,
we know that.
Yeah, and I mean I do, and I honestly like that's how I keep up with you too. Yeah. It's like if I see you on TikTok, I know you're in Georgia. Or if I, you know what I mean? Like if I see this, it's like and
don't belittle my career like
I
that.
I mean, hey, dude.
Like, I see you on TikTok. I mean, I know you're in Georgia.
Life's all about the vertical. It's all about the vertical content, bro.
Yeah, right. Let's
Nobody
go.
Wants to. They're too lazy to flip their phones.
They're like filming it. I go, oh, dude, what are you doing, dude?
So 2007.
Disgusting. Yeah, but there's but what like you could go. I mean, back in 2017, 18, 19, I could go, I'm talking about months with nobody asking me a question like that.
For sure.
And what you're saying is you're just saying if you, me and you have had conversations where I would not like to be that guy. And you're just saying, hey, you told me you didn't want to be that guy anymore. How's that going? That's it. And you just go, we were shooting basketball. He's like, hey man. And I was just like, dang, dude. Because we like when you move here, I think you hang out with women.
Yeah.
All women. And then we kind of, I've said it before, we're like, hey, we kind of like.
You hang out with women when you first move here.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, I actually, you know, don't have a relationship with them either. So I better start figuring something out.
Then you kind of like, I say like, hey, we were talking about how we just have like bar friends. Like you only when you go out to Red Door, like there's all the, but at what we do have to like retire that.
Oh, I've retired it.
Yeah, you've retired it.
I've not been to Red Door in 2 years.
But you used to go there.
I used to. Yeah.
We talk about Red Door a lot on this podcast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's also the first place I met you.
Oh yeah, wait, is it? I met you with Tuning, right?
Maybe it was Tuning.
Yeah,
I thought it was Tuning at Red Door.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Anyway,
well, he knew you.
Dude, I just went down to Atlanta and shot some stuff with Tuning.
You did? Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That St. Andre stuff. He randomly called me. He was like, would you want to do this? I was like, yep. And I went down.
And you did?
It was so awesome.
Killer, man.
Dude,
we got to make stuff,
great.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the same type of guy. Dude, he said, I think we talked about this after when I got out of rehab. He was just like, everybody was like, dude, we love you. Like, welcome back. And he goes, there was a lot of women that I knew that we're like hurt by your behavior. It's not cool.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's the only way we grow.
I know, dude. But I.
But also just like even for yourself to think that you're too good to not make a mistake is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, why do we all think that? Like, we're so worried about making a mistake and then like you get in one and then you feel ostracized forever. It's like real friends like Aaron, real friends like people we play
ball
with.
And he's also not saying like he has the, like I could count on maybe 20 that have the capacity to say that to me.
Well, that's what you're going to say, capacity. You went like this and you said capacity.
Well, I was going to say, capacity. He has the
capacity. He goes, they have the capacity. I definitely have the capacity. I only have one testicle. So
yeah.
I have the capacity.
Does everybody know that?
I had cancer. I have one testicle. I'll hurt your boy.
Don't look it into the camera and say that, dude. You say it. Yeah. But is would you say that humor is like
humor is the only reason I'm still living in Nashville?
That might be the only reason the only way you're still living. Period.
I think so. Yeah, for sure. It goes back before I had like life altering stuff happen. My mother and my father. If I heard them say this once, and my mom was hilarious. My dad's great too, but they were like, Jack, not everything's funny.
Not everything. I could hear a dad saying
that. I just like, I don't agree with you. I remember being like a child and being like, I don't agree with you.
Not everything's funny.
I get a lot of my comedy, I don't know, structure from Norm Macdonald and Ricky Gervais.
There you go. The two guys that are like, because we always say that our comedy is like too much. Mine and we've learned that lesson.
I didn't learn no lesson. I did exactly what I set out to do.
I learned that. Oh, yeah.
But that was a good about, night.
Alex, we hosted a – we had a country music award
you know
ceremony.
This?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we hosted a country music award ceremony.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. And we, so they were like, in essence, it's not like the ACMs. It's like a one smaller.
It's a more private. It's like, it's for, it's called AIMP. It's for the independent music publishers.
This
in
is
Nashville.
This is almost okay.
But you
got to
think
story.
Like, you know, Ashley Gourley, the biggest publisher in Nashville, is right. a part of that. My yeah. company, which was why I randomly was hosting it. And
well, every, who was there? Just say like.
Oh, the front row was Morgan Wallen, FGL, Jimmy.
Jimmy Allen.
Dude, my buddy Rusty was
Lee Bryce was Lee there. All right, so all these like
the front row.
Yes, that's and they the go and they go.
Well, yeah, yeah, Shane McAnally was nominated. Like all the current the big ones. I yeah, mean, there's yeah. big riders that
this isn't like a specifically country podcast, so people not know they're not gonna know who.
Oh yeah,
Ashley
true,
Gourley
true,
is.
True. Sorry. This Ashley Gourley is a guy. He's like still young dude in his 40s.
But they would know who.
But has 60 number ones.
Yeah.
Literally six. 60.
They know who Jimmy Allen is.
He's the
Morgan
guy that we
Wallen.
Go play at his house.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I met him. Yeah.
Okay. So they tell us, they're like, Jackie, John, she comes up to me at the listening room after one of your shows. She
goes,
We want you to host it. And I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And I've hosted Christian award ceremonies and I got kicked out.
Well, also, it's supposed, yeah.
My jokes. All right. Well, my jokes
I had a terrible joke. It also was going to be at the Ryman.
Yes.
So like it's like a thing. Like yeah. they do it nice. Yeah. Like it's yeah. the Ryman. It's like, it's you know, and then they had to host it at the listening room. And the first joke was
okay. So let's track back. Let's track back to truth.
More successful people than us, by the way.
Uh-huh. But much more successful.
Yeah.
So if you're on this thing about like the truth.
Oh yeah.
The truth is it.
When you almost die and then the person that means the most to you in the entire world is no longer here.
Yeah.
I just don't even talk about capacity.
Well, you almost died of cancer, then your mother passed away for people
and within
don't know that.
4 months.
Okay.
All
when
happened.
Was this?
2000. Mom went to heaven June the 4th of 2016.
Okay. So
I initially found out I had cancer in September. And then my cancer thing lasted until I was clean bill of health January 2018.
Okay. And we're going to talk about this, the jokes that we made on this, but were you,
it just makes it better setting up because like,
were you like that prior to those experiences? Like,
no,
you were more like it was, like,
I was like that in my personal life.
Okay.
But I definitely like there, dude, you have to understand, like I was 18 when I moved here.
Oh yeah. Good point.
Most of the big wigs that were in power positions are still currently there.
Okay.
So like, you know, I still have to fight a lot of those, the way I viewed the world as an 18-year-old moving here.
Right.
And honestly, dude, the city was completely different.
Yeah.
So.
And you have.
It wasn't until I got pushed. I heard Ricky say this one time and Ricky Gervais. He said, you know, he said, I did what I thought was funny until I realized that. Like he used climate change, for instance.
Yeah.
All of the celebrities, you know, we're preaching to you about climate change, get on their jets and fly home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's like that to him is now what's funny. The fact that these people in power are lying to the only people that matter, the people that make up the world.
Right.
And I feel the same way about the music business.
So you go, it's like,
it's so unauthentic in so many ways when there's so many great, authentic people that I'm friends with.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm just saying like so many people make it that way.
And so what comedy in essence is looking at something and go, no, like that's, I think Pete Holmes said that one time. He's like, comedy is sitting in the back of the room going, BS.
Yeah, dude.
And my girlfriend, to her credit, is not like that. And she's like, my opinions are just like, wow. She goes, I never thought. I go, no, I'm trying to be more like you. I go, don't be like me.
Yeah.
Since everything that happened to me, I think not to compare our situations in any way, but you're like, it's like, I looked the devil in the eye.
Absolutely.
I looked him in the eye.
When you're on the brink, you look him in the eye.
Yes, dude. And I think it's this, my buddy Tyler was telling me about how life is kind of like, there's two mountain peaks and you climb up one of them and at some point you fall down. Something happens. You realize, oh, if I get a car or a job, this is going to make me happy. When you're born, you go up here and you fall down. And then he goes, you can either climb back up that one or you can go up the other one where actually things of value, things of meaning, things of purpose cool. And he goes, but if you haven't come down, you're different. And when you have a life altering, oh my, it changes. You don't
care as much.
I hate
saying that because it's not care. I mean, I think you care way more.
You do.
You care way more because you're like, oh my gosh, like we only have this much time. I want to make sure that things I'm doing have value and they mean something to me. And then you're just kind of like, F it. Like, what are we doing?
You kind of just shuffle the priority list.
Oh, for sure.
Just the whole thing gets shuffled around.
But it's not even like the things, it's like a whole new priority list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just realize everything on that list was just full of crap.
He goes, do I want like, I mean, it's not a reason to this podcast. Like, I put out 2 and 3 minute videos per week. And I'm like, dude, these people know me through those videos, but no one like, who is he? Who, like, I got things to say. I want to contribute. And like these healthy conversations about where does that doesn't really have a place.
Well, dude, to me, these healthy conversations go right in between you making a bit on the side of the road
100%.
that someone that has driven past that sign 100 times in their life has thought the same thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh snap, John thinks like I think. And that's to me what this is. It's like, bro.
And it's like,
we could complain all day long.
Yeah.
And like, I have complained. And you know what that also does? Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
All right. So back to the story. They told us we could write this monologue.
No, they did not.
Oh, they did? Oh,
yeah. So Aubrey.
Oh my.
Dude, we got in trouble kind of.
Yeah, okay.
I don't care.
Well, I'll just say.
I'm dying right now trying to figure out what this is.
Bro, I did. Oh my gosh, I forgot. I have a list. I'm going to get it framed, our cheat sheet from that night.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, dude, this is going to be, like, I hope that I win a lot of awards one day.
Yeah.
This will be in the middle.
I have mine too.
That literally will be a prized possession for me.
Okay, so I had a guest presenter on the K-Love Fan Awards. That's a Christian music. And I did a 10-minute, like, come up, John. I was, John, do a thing. The whole thing got cut. This is back in 2000.
Wait, you did it and it got cut? Or they just didn't have you?
They didn't air it on TV.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, no, okay. Dude, wow.
Bro, you did a whole bit on TV? Dude, like Christians to take
I
away.
Did the, I did the...
He's like, this wasn't bothering me until dude, right
K-Love,
now.
Dude, K-Love, more like K-Don't, okay?
Okay. So I said, like, all these... I go, something like... Mercy Me is here to accept award or Casting Crowns. I'm not sure I can get them both confused. And that's like two big
hilarious
white person Christian.
I literally can't tell you the difference right
now. And everybody, like, who is that one by? Mercy Me or Casting Crowns?
Like, it's one of the two for sure, though.
But that's like, these are like the cash cows of the thing. So they go, no, dude. And then I go, DC Talk at the time was like a big Christian, or not, they were having like a resurgence. And I was like, DC Talk decided to host a cruise this year. And I was like, whose idea was that? The CEO of Family Bookstores? Which is, Family Bookstores is out of business. And it was like, okay. And then I go, DC Talk wanted to go back on tour because there's three members of DC Talk. Toby Mack, who's doing very well. Michael Tate is a newsboy, is doing well. And then there's a third member.
I saw all three of them 2 summers ago in the airport.
You did?
Pretty sure they were stoned.
Toby Mack. Toby Mack.
I'm just kidding. Don't come at me, Christians.
Toby Mack.
I'm just kidding.
Toby Mack's the man.
Dude, they were so nice. But it was kind of like seeing, you know, the three wise men walk through the airport.
Yeah. Oh, they were together?
Yes.
Really?
You know they had to get paid bank.
Gig. Well, so like my...
some corporate thing.
So... And this is just the facts of life. Toby is doing well. Michael is doing what I know well. And Kevin is the third, but he's kind of like, he had his own faith journey. Is that fair to say?
Dude, yeah.
All right. So he's like not. And so I go, DC Talk is having a reunion or as they like to call it, the Kevin Mack Scholarship Fund.
Oh my God.
Dude. But it's like, no, hold on.
It's crazy they cut that.
And then I did like another joke. I did another joke about like Bethel is the worship band. And they have like all these like, they're on their album is like spontaneous songs. They're like inspired by, how do I say this? Like inspired by the Lord, like like
by the spirit.
I go, man, I got here early this afternoon. I heard a Bethel rehearsing their spontaneous song. They're like, they were like, they were like, bro, they were so like, funny. No, dude, no to all of these. No to oh all of gosh. These. No to every, not like every single joke got cut. My whole thing got cut.
Okay, so where do you wrap in with saying it?
Which is what I'm saying. And I had other jokes that didn't make, well, these will, so like my comedy is too, like sometimes it's too, a perfect joke has to be true and funny. Mm-hmm. If it's too true, which is what we experienced, it's not going to.
Oh, no, no. See, I disagree.
All right, well, all right.
Because.
So this is the background. So go
into the truth is hilarious.
Yes.
Now you can suit the truth up like you do, and you do a great job.
And
at
you kind of like put some. Well, bells that's how you put
a special
on.
Together.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You mean like you got to make a story.
This is the truth about all these social issues.
But the
issues.
Truth in and of itself is hilarious.
And they would say sometimes they would, and too soon.
But what you're getting at is okay, so I'm, every joke that we made at this award show was way too soon.
Way too soon.
Okay. And we chillingly
also,
too soon.
We okay. also. Knew that, but oh, we didn't I totally knew. Care. No, we did.
I just knew that this would probably, you know, my only chance of getting to get up in front of all these people and say something.
Let me try like, to think if I care. I did care.
Dude, of course we care. I care a ton. Like, I don't ever want that to come off that. Like, yep. I don't care. Screw it. No, I care a ton.
I
care about the people in that room. I care about the my career.
Yeah.
I care. I mean, I care about all of it. Like, well, I don't ever want to come off like double finger. Flip off, screw you guys. Like, I just want to point out the fact that, like, you're lying.
You're lying.
You're lying to all of us.
But so what we...
In a funny way.
In a hilarious
yes. way. Yes. To us.
Yes.
Oh, bro, yeah. I was... No. Okay. I had but people...
That should be funny to everybody. Dude, you should recognize
it was not.
That.
I feel like you should... It was not funny. Was
I had people for 2 months afterwards. Like, this
still
random
ask me. People
woman...
People still ask me about it.
Never met her in my life. The head of one of the people we made fun of's record label was also there.
Yeah, yeah.
And he came up to me and he hugged me and he was like, that joke about the tickets.
Yeah.
That was some funny. That's what he said to me.
Yeah, he said, he like whispers it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, I know that the people that also know that what's happening in a lot of ways is BS.
Yeah.
They know. They're not dumb. No one's dumb.
Well, basically what's happening is this is the kind of insider country music gathering, correct?
And it's every, like 500 people?
Max. Yeah. And every time we get together, anyone that's in this kind of, I'm on the I'm on the outskirts of it.
Sure.
But I know everybody.
Yeah, you know,
hang out with
all
everybody.
Your friends here are in the music.
Yeah. So these conversations that we all have privately, and this is what humor is. We just got up on the stage and said the things that everyone was saying. Like, dude.
Start with the first joke.
But. Well, so like we all have, we've talked about this before on this podcast. We all have like whenever somebody gets cut from a football team for something horrible, everybody's like, my group text with my three high school buddies, that's like my main one. We put it, somebody posts the article and then it's gotta be, I can't believe that. Wow. 30 seconds later, somebody goes, well, we could use a running back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's
your way of coping with like, holy cow.
Like
he's
done. Horrible,
right?
And then, but then, like somebody in now, these are very close, trusted friends will make a joke about it very soon, and then that's how coping with pain, life. You gotta like,
dude. I sent you how many TikToks over the last few days of just kind of like what we were talking about, and I just randomly had seen it, and I was like, proof. Some of the most heinous things I've ever seen on TikTok.
Have you ever
literally
at TikTok comment sections?
Yeah.
That's the only thing. I don't even watch the video anymore. I'll start it see if I'm interested. And if I am, I'll just read the comments and see. And I'm
TikTok,
like, these people think just like I do.
Yeah. And the sooner the funnier, I would say.
Oh my gosh. Like, and like the internet, because it does take away the buffer of like, am I supposed to react or not? You just get a real reaction.
Yes.
So people immediately, my favorite thing is when a TikTok has been out for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And there'll be a comment and there's like 27,000 likes. Yeah. On
the TikTok comments, like they were absolutely undefeated.
Yeah.
Just undefeated. What do you need? Your phone? Well, so that, but that's like, everybody goes, I came to the comments because I was hoping I wasn't the only person that thought it. Something like that.
That's
you,
it.
And you go,
absolutely.
Whew.
And then you laugh for 10 minutes.
And then, dude, and then you realize that other people have thought, and that's what a live stand-up comedy show is.
Yeah.
And you're very funny, and you're when you, we go to the listening room and see, it's always hilarious.
Well, dude, even, okay, using that, people are coming for songs.
And yes.
But they have funny. To sit there the entire night. We don't sing songs for 2 hours straight.
And if, like,
yeah,
perfect example, I've been to shows that you come out and it's hot. The crowd's on fire. They're into it. And I've been to other ones, but I'm the same as a comedian. They haven't. And you have said, hey, you guys suck. And then everybody goes. I said
that listening room like a month ago. They were like the two or three songs in. I had said like, welcome them and, you know, explain our names and stuff. And they just were not talking. And a lot of times they just don't know. They don't know. They don't be disrespectful. But I love catching them off guard and be like, hey, you guys suck right now. You're about right here. We need to get about right here.
Yeah.
But they understand that.
Yes, like, and they've also probably they're
the
like,
irony in the way I'm
this,
talking.
This
to them.
Seems the energy's kind of low in here. Or this seems something, and you just go, "Hey," and then they go, "Thank you." All right, and then everybody like a live comedy show, especially during COVID, everyone was alone in their house and watching these things and go, "I don't think so." But no one was really amongst each other to be like, hey, I can't.
I think is the best part of all of it is because everyone had enough time to collect their thoughts and be like, I don't know if I personally get down with this.
You go. But when you're, that's what's so beautiful. And the same thing with church in a lot of ways that you come, it's always like the Lord's Prayer. They've always said it's like our Father, not my Father in heaven, it's our, meaning we are together here. Yep. We're together.
Yep.
And then when you come out together and somebody, and I take the whatever jokes, I put it on my TikTok. I go, man, so many great comedians during COVID. I was like, Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, Anthony Fauci. And I got, this guy's hilarious. And the eruption of laughter, dude, in every red state, blue state, everywhere. Because
people just know when they're getting fed full
they
crap,
know.
Dude.
They know.
They just know.
They know.
They know because they're human beings.
And also, I fed it to them.
Totally.
At that time. Yeah.
I feel like I've done the same thing with song. Dude, that's exactly where I'm at in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I know you are with writing your comedy.
Yeah.
And I know that we grow and we change, and that's great.
Yeah.
But like, I think that, okay, writing songs, whether I've written country songs predominantly, but I've tried to write other songs.
Yeah.
I've always been told people know when you're not being truthful or when you're, you know, when you're fake.
Yep.
And I feel like so much when I was at the label for like 6 years, I had one song that I feel like I wrote from a real place.
Yep.
And it did well and helped us tour, but everything else just felt like I'm trying to sing what everyone else is singing.
Or what they want you
to
sing.
What they want to hear.
Yeah.
And bro, I obviously none of that was successful because it didn't work. And I'm just so over like, that's how you feel empty is when you feel like you had to do something for somebody else and you did it and you know that you went against what you believe
and then
you're up the creek with no paddle.
And then they don't like it.
And then they don't like it.
That's even worse.
And then you're lost.
But you know what, dude?
Going back to my sister,
with
that being said, I literally, when I was so worried about confronting her and when I confronted her, I literally felt like she was upset, but I felt good.
I felt like
I could be in my own house.
Yeah.
I feel I want to do the same with my songs.
So you're sitting there. If you don't confront your sister, you have.
If I do what she thinks I'm supposed to do, not ruffle the feathers.
You have a thing.
Then this is bothering me on the inside of my gut.
Yeah.
That I didn't stand up for myself.
Yeah.
Or at least say, hey, this crossed a boundary. And dude, I do that every day on social media. Like I do, you know, and I'm just trying our songs.
And somebody says, hey, screw it. This needs to be said. And 99 times out of 100.
I'd say 10 out of 10
every
times.
Everyone goes, thank you.
Yeah, dude. I've paid attention to that person.
Thank
I'll
you.
Speak for me. I don't know, but when those people that are talk, what they don't have to be comedians, but when those people talk that we know are not filling us full of just BS, I will listen.
Yeah.
Even if I don't agree with everything, I'll at least listen.
Yeah.
I'm just so tired. Dude, I'm so tired of like, just the truth, bro. Let's just talk about the truth.
And if you said, we've talked about this before. If you said, somebody said, hey, I posted this bikini photo because I'm feeling a little insecure because a guy didn't text me back and like a 300 likes tonight before I went to sleep would make me feel better. Great.
Double tap.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Every time. You got it, man.
But it's so like.
Dude, I'm going to put the most honest TikTok tonight. I'm just going to go for it.
No, dude.
Get in a bubble bath and just be like, hey, guys. I'm just going to be honest.
But I guess I think everybody also is living in this same world. So like these people's music or comedy's probably easier to get the vibe of the person. Last night is New Material Monday at Zany's and there's 12 comics.
I got to do that sometime.
Bro. Oh yeah, dude, come through.
I got to do
it. You can do it anytime. There's 12 comics. And when you're a young comic, you're not trying to be, you're just trying to get laughs. But you go, I didn't like that guy. And you go, why? I go, I don't know. I just didn't. And there's somebody else that's maybe not, the laughs aren't there, but you go, I like that guy. And you go, why? You're like, I don't know. He felt whatever that is. And that's when you say, it's so disrespectful versus for like when they say like all the stuff during COVID, they were like, hey, like in the airport, like 6 feet away, but then we'll let you get in the airplane. You just go.
Dude, Disney World.
I'm a human.
I haven't been to Disney World and since I was a kid and we went over quarantine.
Yeah, yeah.
And this lady followed me around. And as long as you were eating or drinking, the mask had come down.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but literally, even if you're standing in the same place.
Yeah, I'm a grown man.
It has to go back up. Yeah. And I literally looked at it. I was like, make it make sense to me, please. Yeah, and I was following all the rules.
Make it make sense.
I wore the mask and I literally was talking to my fiance with the around my chin after we had just got done eating a churro.
Yeah.
And like, you still guys, have the cinnamon on my face.
I made a TikTok about like if you get the family pack of M&Ms, like the big one at the airport, and you take it on and you just like ration it out of like that if you chew for 15 seconds per M&M, you can cover the whole flight if you go like a 3-hour flight.
That's fantastic.
Make it. And somebody said to me, hey, if somebody was sitting next to you and she's like, hey, I'm immunocompromised. This is my dream was to come to Disney, I might not ever. Would you mind putting your mask on for
absolutely.
Me? Absolutely. In a second.
But the thing is, I still was following their rules in the first place.
Yes. Yeah.
It was for the split second, you know what I mean? It's just the BS.
I think that's what everybody in the world is just to make it make sense.
Yeah.
And if it does make sense, I will be the first one to do it. I'll be the first
we
one
did
to
it.
Do it. Yeah, we did it.
When they asked, we did it until we started to like you be go, like,
I don't think so.
I never got COVID.
Yeah,
you did. I mean, I'm very thankful. I know a lot of people's. Yeah. I know people personally that suffered with it, but like
if
my personal experience, it's like I just never. What did you say?
If it's real,
yeah.
Nah, that's a joke. That's a joke. I always do that. That's stupid. Yeah, yeah,
it's real.
All right. So back to this story.
Yeah.
If we're all in this, like when we go to Red Door, when we speak all these people that we play basketball with, we speak about these issues in country music, and. And not just us, everybody.
Yes.
Everybody says these things, right?
Yes.
And so I start writing this monologue about these jokes. And then Jackie, we just get together, we go, oh, and I'm
sitting. Bro, we had no preparation for this.
Not zero. We write all these jokes.
We wrote the jokes, but there's no preparation.
Yeah, we write all these jokes. And then I go, we just said them and they were not well received.
No, wait, no. Hold on. Okay.
They were quietly received.
And they've been,
but they were received.
And the videos have since, I can send it to you today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. The videos have been like, been passed around undercover, like for months in this town about like, and people come up to me like, dude, are you the guy that said that joke about, and I go, yeah. And then it's just like, they're like, they like hug you.
Let me ask you this though. We'll get into the jokes.
At some
Before
point.
We walked on stage, I did have a moment and we talked course, about, dude. There was one specific joke that I can't remember what it was, but cause they were all pretty much the same. There was one joke that we were like, should we?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, I do. Oh, I know which one it was.
Which one?
27 tickets.
Oh yeah.
We'll get to that. Well, I'll explain. I just was like, I don't want to intentionally hurt somebody.
Yeah, no.
And then I was
not.
None of these people were like, just fighting for me in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what am I going to lose here?
And you go, and whenever somebody, I think you look at, let's say Dave Chappelle. Mm-hmm. He makes a joke, and he's not on socials, but he makes, if you make a joke in front of a large group of people, you are least respected for it but when you put that same joke on Twitter, you'll get crushed for it because you risk nothing.
I think if we put the stand up or bits of it on TikTok, it would explode.
Maybe, yeah.
Just because
people, I don't want to,
especially when you put little arrows.
We can put them in the episode if you want.
You literally point arrows, point because your manager got video, right?
Yeah.
So you can pretty much see the whole crowd.
I have it. Yeah,
every time we make a joke, we just point an arrow to who we're making a joke about.
Yeah, the joke. Yeah.
Because they're all sitting right there.
Yeah.
There was not one person that we did not just like.
And I think it. They did respect it because they go, oh, he said that. I can't believe.
I got word later. They did.
Yeah.
Especially our friends.
Yeah.
The ones in like Aubrey too. It was awesome.
Right.
But
yeah.
I got a text, or I talked to Aubrey like a month afterwards, and I was like, okay, be real. Did you get? I don't care what other people think, but did you get in trouble?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she said, I didn't get in trouble. She said, we did have a board meeting and. She said that
I got fired and there's a board meeting. I'm in prison now, but no.
She said they had a board meeting with all the people that make up the whatever who vote and stuff.
Yeah.
And she goes that they brought it up and they were like, should we make an apology?
Yeah.
And another, actually one of my friends who's on the board as well, stood up and like started saying, just went off. And they're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
All the work that we've put into this and how well the show went.
Yeah.
And you're, because of some jokes that were said, you want to apologize for the whole thing
and
stood up and walked out.
Really?
And she said that was it. And so there was no apology. And it's like, you know what? If it was worth, and I don't want to give her name, but if it was worth her doing that and fighting for herself, because dude, my first thought was I felt shameful that my friends who had worked hard on something are now just being thrown in there
because of one thing,
because of us or because of me.
And we would never want that consequence for someone else.
But that's also not how the world works.
No.
If you did a good job and you did, and the show went great.
Yeah.
But they were only offended.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no,
that's not how it works.
It's not how this
somebody
works.
Said, I heard somebody said that. Like, imagine being so arrogant.
I've had to sit and be offended by the crap on the radio that I know I can sing better than.
Yeah, let's go. Maybe the truth comes out. I think I said, imagine being so arrogant that think you deserve to go through life without hearing something that you don't want to hear.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Imagine.
Dude, I try to at least once a week get something or listen to something, like whether it's a pastor or a speaker.
Yeah.
For them to say something that makes me feel like, oof.
I don't like,
like when they're just like reading my mail, when they're saying, hey, if you're like doing this, and this
is why,
this is probably why. And I'm just like, you know, I like to feel that every once in a while because it brings you back to center and makes you think that you're, you know, crap don't stand.
I think pay attention to the things that you mute or unlike on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Why do you, why does that, something that makes you mad wouldn't make me mad.
Totally.
Why would it make me mad wouldn't make you mad.
Yep. Like,
yeah, just, but the, it has to be, it has to be funny. I'm a comedian, so I like to be funny first.
It has to be topical.
But there's stuff in my show that it's like, it's not necessarily true. It's an untrue story. It's an exact, it's not true. I don't want to say it. It doesn't give me no motivation to, people chuckle and they laugh
Yeah, but I know you too, though. You write material from your life, whether the story, you know what I mean? Like, you've experienced it.
And then there's stuff that's like I have a bit about, I put it in my special about a Proverbs 31 woman. Like, the Bible is like, there's this Proverbs 31. It's like this verse about a godly woman. And it's like this woman, and like women today, we're like, I'm like somewhere between Proverbs 31 woman and gangster rap, like these like shirts. And I'm like, hey, I don't mean to be like disrespectful, but you're nowhere near a Proverbs 31 woman. Like, this woman, no, dude. I got, this woman wakes up before dawn and like makes food for her family.
Oh yeah.
She like knits clothes together for her children.
Goes
like
to the well three times a day.
I go, you're hungover at noon. Like, I'm sorry. I go, she's talking about flaxseed and wool, and you're like, no coffee before 10 p.m. Don't speak, or whatever. It's just like, but you're just so mad at it. The disingenuous.
How do you then get your anger out?
Because I comedy.
Well, I've been, I literally have been going and walking. I live over near Two Rivers Golf Course. Terrible golfer.
Yeah.
But like I've had to find a physical way to like, because even exercise, you can't even go to the gym and not be surrounded by that.
Oh, like stuff that's like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again,
here's the thing.
It's like, bro, that can be anywhere you go. So I definitely know that it's a me thing.
Yeah.
And I have to work through it. And I'm trying my best right now. I've even like my fiance and I, we talk about it a lot. I'm trying to work through it. But like I promise, dude, I am just like, I like to be a very happy-go-lucky person.
Yep. Yep.
I love being goofy and the life of the party. Cutting I love up. All that.
Yeah.
But damn, if this town has not tried to make me cynical.
Well, I think if you get like Sebastian Maniscalco, we were talking about that. He goes, his wife was like, why are you always like, he goes, I don't know. I just like to be bothered. Like, you know what I'm saying? He just likes to be like, oh, like about everything. And that's how I am.
Yeah. And just, you know what? That's
you go
cool.
to the gym. Oh, you go to the golf course. Oh, like,
I just don't like want that to turn me into an a-hole.
Me neither.
Okay to feel that because it almost makes me feel a little connected to like.
How are you choosing? I know you guys are choosing what you edit with the cuss words. You say some cuss and then you say a-hole.
What kind of level? Some have more weight.
What are you? Well, I don't understand.
I feel like
your
some
scale.
Are directed toward people. I don't like understand to your cuss scale. Words toward people. I just don't like. I mean, I've cussed a few people out in my day, and I just don't like it. I've also been cussed out.
That's funny.
But yeah, I feel like the BS in the room has to leave.
This happens once a week where I make a joke and then like down the road, it becomes true or even if it comes into the lexicon of like what people joke about. Like imagine the first person that ever said, I think when somebody says, bless your heart, it's not like, it's a hack joke now.
Yeah.
But the first person that ever said it, it was like,
so genuine.
Dude, that's disrespectful for you to say that. When somebody says, bless your heart, but
and somebody I'll says, pray
I,
for
I think
you.
It might be like a knock.
Mm. Totally.
And now it's like all these years later, it's a knock. Yeah. Now it's a common premise that it's like, okay. But we, and I think that a lot of the things that we said, doubt like they will become they are true
they're
now.
True ne- bro I will not
let me
if
just
you're
say
looking
one
for
of the
me
jokes.
To backpedal yeah, on anything that I said
Alex
that night,
is like just say the
please
joke.
Say the jokes man it's killing okay. me
well I go first of all I said we were supposed to be at the Ryman.
We walk out and we're like looking around like where are we we're like what's going on and
I go then, we're supposed to be at the Ryman and now we're at a smaller venue at the Listening Room. This kind of reminds me of a Florida Georgia Line tour. It's supposed to be at the big venue, but then it didn't sell. And we have to go to small.
First joke.
And everybody was like.
First joke.
And by the way, I love both of
everybody's
those guys.
Everybody's like.
Oh, we're here.
They're like.
Right. I will
they're
say like, the big, right, big loud.
Here we go.
They're ex-management.
Yeah.
That's where like Morgan is and yep, Hardy yep. and because yep. Hardy was there too. I forgot about that because I texted Hardy a couple jokes the night before. I was like, "What do you think?" He was like, "Hell yeah!" But they were all sitting at the very front table, like right in front of us.
Yeah, yeah.
And they lost it on that one.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Like to themselves, they were doing this number.
And Tyler and Brian, I don't know. I know Brian.
They're great
I don't know
dudes.
Tyler.
Yeah.
But I've always said if they were there in the front row, I would still make that joke.
Dude, I would not make a joke if they weren't there. You know, I feel that's when it seemed mean or something.
Yes.
Like, if you can't say a joke with everybody
there.
In the room.
And all those people were
and dude, we
there.
Even took out a couple jokes because people weren't, remember the Shane joke? We didn't say
there.
Because he wasn't there.
And if he's there, it's like, it's, and I, people have made jokes about me that I go, and they tag me. And I go, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. I do this for a living. I do this attention seeking job for a living. I'm good with it. Gary Vee, all those impersonators, he brought all of them to his conference and did like a, it was like.
Have you met Gary Vee?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. He's
the man.
Seems so cool.
Nicest guy. Most
I hate that I love him just as much as everybody else, but man, I do.
So then we keep going. So then we're just like, we're sharing jokes. We have this monologue. So I go, congratulations.
I'm nervous to say it.
Bro, I'm telling you, we're standing on stage in front of all these people.
Congratulations to all 37 nominees tonight. And I go, 37. Also the number of tickets. Also the number of tickets Mickey Guyton can sell on the road. It was like that. It was like
this. It was quiet.
Dead silence.
Oh, bro. It was
not
so
even
quiet.
Like a, oh.
It was, no. Oh, yeah, there like was a couple nothing. Oohs. Oh, yeah, there was yeah, a couple yeah, yeah, oohs. Yeah. But it definitely, it was like, I mean, it was like pin drop kind of stuff.
It was very.
And then we, I mean, to the point bro, where you could hear me go, yeah. Ah. I was like.
And what? Everybody was just like, because these are all, it's like, these are all, it's like making fun of like.
First off, it's the most sensitive group of people in the world.
And also they weren't.
So they're all songwriters. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm one of them.
And it's like making fun of a thing that you're in the group of.
Yeah.
And you go, and you're all the other people you know and you work with. It's like at a comedy show at Zany's, you don't know the guy next to you. So you can be like, this is hilarious. I don't know him. This is at there, everyone knew each other. So if you get caught laughing, the other guy's like, oh, wow.
And just to draw context, you have to understand, Charles Esten hosted it. And Charles is such a nice guy.
Love him.
But he's, you know, even my take, he's a new guy to Nashville.
All right.
So he wants to be, you know, A, respected by these people.
He hosted it last
and he's
year.
A very, yeah, he's an yeah. amazing guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's new. I know all the dirt on these people. I know how they really are.
Yeah.
And I don't care to say how they are.
Well,
and my thing is, I am too.
You see, yeah, yeah.
That's the thing. It's but like, don't why do you all think that's yeah. like we're all in this together? If we cannot laugh,
come on,
what are we doing?
And the joke is for it's very like we like Mickey Guyton sung the national anthem at the national championship, but like that's like Bruce Springsteen. Carrie Underwood,
and dude,
like
she also has a good voice and stuff. Like we, no, my no joke was that,
no
like
one's questioning that
I can't no sell 27 that. Tickets. Don't tell me that you can't either.
Yeah,
I've had more. My song, I've never had a hit on the radio.
Yeah,
but I've had a song stream over 100 million times. I got the tour for like 4 years off of it.
Yeah,
it helped me out a little bunch.
Yeah,
don't lie to me.
Don't, and that's what we're going back.
And
all
that's
the way.
Why
you're being with politics or with well, you're being like told. To do or to list or to or like this is what you and you go I'm good
and then yes so I'm gonna so do forever
nope.
From now on. Nope
nope
bro like, that should be yeah, we should start a podcast yeah, called yeah, nope. Nope
nah
and we should just dissect videos and be like nope
like if you I think the very like if you go out to Red Door there's a guy like hitting on women drinking by like he's like the it's very clear what he's doing. He's trying to take a woman.
If you're at
home.
Red Door, it's very clear what you're doing.
Very clear. Yeah, period. There's no. Now, if he comes up and goes, hey, man, I'm just like, God told me to come to this bar. And like, I just feel like I got to reach out to attractive women to let them know that like God loves them. You go, nope.
This is my missions field.
No. Just say we're all in here also. Yeah. Just say like, hey, dude, trying to holler. Like, and you go, I'll shake his hand. I go, good luck, dude.
Absolutely. May the Lord be with you.
Yes, dude. Yeah. You're like, and you go, hey, I'm trying to go on the road and be a stand-up comedian or up to. They go, all right. And I think that's what the knock on me for was like, now I wasn't publicly saying it, but I was doing these gigs in these churches and my life was not that. And people go, to me, they go, no. And also, fair. Fair. And now the relationship is a little bit more clear where it's like, hey, I'm going to come to Chicago. It's $40. If you want to come, here are the jokes that I do. I'll entertain you for 2 hours. We'll go our separate ways.
I think, too, one of the-
Sounds good.
With everything that you're saying, I feel like being the churchy kind of joke guy to also going to be able to play these- clubs and these venues and arenas all over the world, honestly.
Yeah.
And Corey Asbury, that's another friend of mine now because of you.
Our boy.
And he is amazing.
Yeah.
I called him, I guess it was last week, and we were just talking about songs.
Yeah.
He was telling me, you know, he is hardcore into worship music and all. I don't offend anybody. I don't know what that's called, but it's great.
You've cussed 7 times on this podcast.
I mean, he's the
No, sorry,
worship
kids.
Music is the
All right.
Anyway, even that going along with what I'm talking about, it's like, I think the only chasm that we have between what we like to do and then what we think is church is people. Okay. People have created the chasm because they've made it such a thing about what can I do to get to heaven? Right. And as long as I do not, you know, cuss, drink, chew, and goes with girls that do. That's another thing.
Where'd you hear that? Wait, say it again.
Cuss, drink, and chew, and don't go with girls that do.
There's, I've never met a woman that chews.
Megan Patrick, Mitchell's fiance.
She does?
Dude, she fat, packs fat lippers, is what she says.
Really? I'm trying to think if I would be into that.
I was going to try. Oh, my dad said the other day, this is dad sayings. I literally
you do have a list. You really do. Yeah. A full list.
He said, boy, that right there is lost as a ball in high weeds.
All right.
It's lost in, yeah, it's lost in the world. And then that right there is like looking, that's like a calf looking at a new gate, meaning it's new to him.
All right. Calf it took me a while to get that one. All right. Yeah.
And then he said, you bet your sweet Bippy.
You bet your sweet Bippy. What does that mean? Like your grandma?
I've never heard any of those.
I've heard those, most of those my whole
life. Derek says, he just says, don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what.
And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, Corey Asbury.
Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining, bro.
Corey was pissing down my back. And,
tell me it's raining.
He's going to lose so
don't
many
Don't piss
questions.
Down my back and tell me it's raining.
We were talking, he said, you know, dude, I love God. Yeah. I love writing songs to honor God. Mm-hmm. He goes, I've made a career at it.
Yeah,
he said, but like I also sometimes when I hear a Thomas Rhett song about life, I feel how anointed that is and how special that is.
Yep.
And he was like, I'm just trying to figure out like why they're different, why I can go do a worship song. And dude, like I've had, dude, my dream, my dad's a pastor.
Yep, so is mine.
I've grown up in it. And I think that's like, I'll say this, I'm thankful that like I can still have a relationship with Jesus, even though I grew up in church.
Yeah.
Because that's just seemingly hard to do because you kind of see behind the curtain and we all forget
we're the
that, like,
same person. Dude.
People make up the church. And like people suck. Here's the church.
Make sure you get a camera on him. Okay. Wait, is it like this?
Here's the church. Wait, here's the church.
Like
here's
this.
The steeple. Open the doors and there's the
here's
people.
Church. Here's the steeple. Open the doors. See all the people.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyone that's done,
they're all
that
white.
Is,
it's a white church.
Bye. Yeah.
What is that? Yeah. They're all
white. It's a white church. You know what that is?
Yes.
Are you doing that? You know what that is? All right. Yes. Everybody knows it.
Dude, guess who just moved here?
Who?
Randall Cobb. He called me yesterday.
Really?
He's going to come play ball with us.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Wait.
He's a real white black guy, though. So
very. Like, yeah. He wears sweaters.
He has blue eyes, bro. Yeah, he has the most crystal blue eyes you've ever seen in your life.
He's from Green Bay.
And no, I mean, we grew up together in East Tennessee, but he played at Green Bay.
Yeah.
He went to Kentucky.
Well, all right. I went to Corey Asbury's show at the Bluebird, and he was doing a round, right? So he does Reckless Love, which is like his big Christian hit song, which is unbelievable. And he was talking about you have been, God has been so, so kind. He's like, you've been so kind. And I was moved to tears. I was just like, that's so true. Just you've been so, so kind to me. And I was just moved to tears. And then the next guy played, and I don't know who sang it like commercially, but he wrote The House That Built Me.
Douglas.
Bill Douglas?
Dallas dated his daughter Claire for a while. House and I cannot think of, I'm so sorry.
It looks like Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, Miranda Lambert.
Miranda
Lambert. Who wrote it?
Douglas. No. Tom Douglas.
Tom Douglas. Yep. Tom Douglas was on this round. He sang The House That Built Me. And if you read these lyrics here, yeah, there he is, Tom Douglas. Go to those full lyrics.
Dude, I mean, right that is anointed.
This
too.
Is an, this, and I thought I could touch this place to feel this brokenness inside of me might start healing out there. It's like someone else. I thought that maybe I couldn't find myself. If I could come in, I swear I'll leave. I won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
And dude, it's crazy. It's biblical too. It's like the Bible talks about building a surrounding, building a home. And like that song is all about that.
Mama cut out pictures of houses for years from Better Homes and Gardens Nail, but I thought it would touch this place and feel it. All right. I was moved to tears at that song. And that's what Corey's saying. The same thing. You go, okay, so what? Like it's God is
dude.
In
the
Corey's
only difference,
song.
If it was about what we felt, we would just feel it. The only difference is what people tell us we're supposed to feel.
Yeah,
like when you're in this arena of life,
Yep.
You can only, like, if you're a Christian, you can only listen to Corey Asbury's worship music. As soon as he goes and puts out a country record, you've got to stop listening to him because he no longer carries the anointing. What?
I just stopped listening to him because he's not good at music. Like, yeah, that's different. Course. I mean, obviously.
Of course. I didn't say that to him. But,
I'm just kidding.
He'll get there.
But we haven't had Corey on here to defend himself.
Dude, Corey's amazing.
I went to the Ben Rector concert. And he has that song,
Ben Rector, dude.
Steady Love. And I was standing there and I started crying.
Yeah.
And it was like,
dude, what about people that say they go to Coldplay and feel like it's like a spiritual experience? Yeah.
I was at a Young Jeezy concert and I started crying. I'm just kidding.
Nuck if you buck is what about me. I was just like, nuck if you buck, Lord.
Wait, that's a pretty good.
Nuck if you buck.
that's is that young Jeezy? No,
bro, can I tell?
We have one game to play. We have one game to play.
Say a bad word, like a real bad word, or
we'll bleep him out. Yeah, we already had to bleep seven.
Y'all know
times,
who? So. I know. Oh, sorry. Do y'all know who? Not Young Jock, but Young. He was a Nashville rapper when I first moved here.
Young Buck.
Young Buck. Yes,
I know Young Buck.
Yeah, Young Buck drove this.
Young Buck hangs out all the time.
Well, is he still around?
Yeah, he's on Broadway all the time.
Bro, he was so nice to me. Like, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, he had these two like bodyguard guys.
Okay.
And we were working. This is before Black River owned this building over here. All right. Like the studio right here. Okay, 2009, 10.
All right.
And we were supposed to be in the studio, but Young Buck, they used to smoke so much weed and they were just like going over their time.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'll walk in there. My producer's like, just walk in there and say hi. He was messing with me. And so, you know, it's rappers. I'm just like white kid. Just like, hey, guys, what's going on?
These guys are different.
And, I walk in and this one of the biggest, and I played football in high school with some big dudes. This is like the biggest guy I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And you could just blatantly tell he had a gun in his front pocket. Like he just had a gun in his front pocket.
Sure.
Or it was his massive.
Okay. All right.
But he was sitting there and the thing I hear is they're testing the microphone. All I hear is one mother.
Right. Yeah.
Two mother. And I'm just like, oh my God, I got to get out of here. And I left.
What was Young he talking about?
And that he got kicked out because the IRS came and like literally took a bunch of his
party's
stuff.
Over, buddy.
Party's
over.
They got him on the rap. That was like my first studio experience. Everybody thinks it was country. It was Young Buck.
Wait, right across the street?
Literally right there. He had a purple Harley Davidson. That was so cool.
Yeah.
The biggest he had in the saddlebags that you couldn't put stuff in them. He put speakers.
What is that Young Buck hit? Can you look it up?
I always think Young Jock because he was like
Young Jock, meet me at the club. It's going down. Meet me at the
mall. It's going down.
Anywhere you see me, Shorty want to ride. Shorty want to ride. Is that it? Shorty want to ride. G'd up. Speaking of, dude, we have one game to play to end the podcast.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Nope.
All right. Well, this game, because I know that you are a believer and you're also into country music. We're gonna. We have 10 songs here that Alex has found, and we have to guess, is it a hymn or a country song?
Just by the title.
Oh, my gosh.
Just by the title, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Ready?
I think so.
We got 10 of them.
I'll let my dad down.
We got 10 of them.
All right, you're going to keep score?
Yeah.
All right, you're going to keep score. All right, here we go.
All right, first one is Forever and Ever, Amen.
Country song.
Oh, that's a Randy Travis song. Yeah. That's country.
Correct.
All what right. Is
little,
it?
Little gimme there.
All right, Forever and Ever. But that could be.
Are we both answering? Are we going one for one?
Yeah, John hasn't seen these either.
Forever and Ever, Amen. I only know that because that's a famous song.
It's a big one, yeah.
All right.
All right, second one. I Saw the Light.
Oh, that's him all day.
That's David Crowder.
I saw Alabama. The light. Did you say David Crowder did I Saw the Light?
He does have a version of that. You're right.
But you said he's the one that did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to leave right now.
I saw the light. No more.
David Crowder did I Saw the Light first? Come on.
Now
song surrounded. Is like 150 years old.
That says Alabama, though.
Yeah, they got
because it's been around since the 1930s.
Oh, it's a hymn, but it's been remade. I thought David Crowder wrote it.
That's unreal.
He appreciates that, I'm sure.
I Saw the Light as a hymn.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Yep.
Okay, Don't Think Jesus.
Oh, is that the...
I mean, gotta be country song.
Is that the Morgan Wallen song? I don't think Jesus.
That is the Morgan Wallen song.
Had done it
I don't think
way.
A hymn would say, Don't Think Jesus.
Don't Think Jesus. Don't Think...
Hey, whatever you guys do, I know you're struggling right now. Do not thank Jesus.
The song is I Don't Think Jesus Would Have Done It That Way, meaning like judge people, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think Jesus. Yeah, because Don't think Jesus wouldn't be a hymn, because the hymn would be,
it's not.
Think Jesus.
Yeah.
A hymn would not be named Don't.
Right.
Don't think
Here's Jesus. Here's how I know this game is going to be fairly easy, is because us as country writers always try to hide the hook.
Oh, yeah.
And hymns are just like, here's the hook.
Hymn is like,
we love God.
Be great thou art.
Great, how great thou
yeah,
art.
Yeah. The country guys, they slide.
I don't, he may stump us though.
All right, here we go.
He may give us
all right, how about Like Jesus Does?
Oh, that's Eric Church.
Yep.
Oh, me like Jesus does. That's a great song. That's a great song.
How about Just a Little Talk with Jesus?
That's him. Just a little talk with Jesus makes
you're
it
making
right.
That up. Is that right?
Do you know let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles.
Yeah, that's it. He's got it. Yeah, he's got it. That's a hymn.
Hold on. You know that hymn?
Yeah, bro. I've been singing hymns my entire life.
Okay, don't. What is it? Just a Little Talk with Jesus?
Yeah,
that would be like a This Little Light of Mine type. Might be like a kid.
Yeah, hymn. Very similar.
But that's a hymn.
Have a little talk with Jesus. And there are like parts where the women.
Just a Little Talk with Jesus? That's like on Thomas Rhett's new album.
Thomas Rhett's copying the hymns.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
That's the secret.
Yeah.
How about Let Your Love Flow?
That's definitely not a hymn. No, they would never say flow in the hymn.
Let your love flow?
There's just no way.
Hold on. Don't pull it up.
That could be taken so many ways.
Don't pull it up. Let your love flow. If that was a hymn, or if that was a country song, that would be talking about a human. Like, be honest with your words. Let your love flow. Let your love flow. If it's about God, you're saying God, let his love flow to us.
Mm-hmm. Or if you call... You know, when you go to pee,
let your love flow.
You're just like letting your love flow. Wait,
what are you going to say? What's your final answer?
What?
Oh, my. I'm going to say that's a hymn. What do you say?
What would you say?
Hymn.
Oh, it is a country song.
No. I said country song.
No.
I said that first. Check the tape.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
I said that first. That's what I meant.
It's by the Bellamy Brothers.
Yeah, there you go. I knew flow was not a hymn.
Let your love flow.
Like, I got you, but flow.
Let your love pour down.
Pour would be more hymny.
Dang it. <Hemi. laughs> Pour, not flow. Come on.
Dude. Yeah, flow basic. Is straight like something say.
Yeah. So let your love flow
something
down.
Something I would say.
All right, what's next?
All right, how about Softly and Tenderly?
Country song.
Hold on.
Softly
he's
and Tenderly.
Quick with the trigger, man.
Softly and Tenderly.
Softly and Tenderly. That's going to be like either like a... Like a, like first of
I mean,
all,
softly and tenderly is two hymny kind of words.
A that would not be a male. A male would not have that song.
Like,
maybe like a Keith Urban.
I love
singing
about things that are soft and tenderly.
Okay, yeah, you're right. All right. I'm
not going to sing about things that are hard and stiff. Soft and tenderly is mine.
Soft and tenderly?
I'm just saying. That's what my mind
Turn
is.
In your hymnals to page 426. It's softly and tenderly.
It's turn and burn. Turn or burn in your hymnals.
I'm going to say softly and tenderly.
Where if you don't turn your ways, you are going to burn. If you don't turn your ways, you are going to burn. That's like I can hear him. I hear it now.
Don't turn your ways, you are going to burn.
Yeah, I could like actually be real funny with it right now, but I don't know how political your audience is.
I got a pretty good voice.
You got a lot of Southern Baptists on your pod, don't you? I know they don't like to rock the boat too much.
I'm going
to
say.
Guess who don't care?
Nope. I'm going to say that's a hymn. What do you say, Jackie?
I'm going to say country song.
It's a hymn.
Got me.
Softly and Tenderly by Sarah Groves. I knew it was a woman. For me to be disrespectful, but I'm just saying.
All right, we got two more. How about Wings of a Dove?
Oh, my. Wings of a Dove?
I've never heard that song.
Jackie has had a lot of things to say, and now he has nothing to say.
I mean, Dove is obviously getting me because Dove
Wings of a Dove.
Hemi.
Like, that's where, like, Noah mm-hmm. knew that.
Ooh, God. I like that. I'll just go with him.
Hold on. Noah knew that God.
His faith. Wings of a Dove. I'm sending this
a dove. Like, didn't a dove rest on Jesus' shoulder when it came down?
I think you saw some picture in a
Sounds
church.
Right.
No.
It was one of those white Jesus.
Something with it.
I bet he looked super white, had long hair just past the shoulders.
Something with
white robe.
Yeah, their bracelets on.
Under a tree, maybe.
Looks like Corey
Did the kids, were they all around him? And then a dove just was like there.
What didn't something happen with a dove and
Yeah.
Dude, a dove, absolutely. When John descended? The Baptist baptized him. And then, dude, doves is what Noah sent out. Doves are peace.
Did it land on his shoulder?
What why are you, dude? Why is he? He loves the shoulder. He wants the he really, he's like a Jesus, pirate. Yeah. Probably want a cracker. Jesus.
What did
Jesus?
The dove do?
Jesus.
Did the dove
want to go heal? Want to go heal?
It came down.
I think it flew down. I think it flew down and hovered over.
It descended
him.
From heaven.
But it didn't land anywhere. Depends on.
No,
what.
It said like a dove. It didn't say a dove.
Can
it said
you look it up.
Like a dove. Yeah.
Jesus, when Jesus gets Jesus baptism, dove.
Correct.
We're going Young Buck songs was the last search. And then
yes, Jesus. Tough Google.
Bro, that, okay, right there, that's exactly what I want my music career to be like. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's
yes.
how we are in real life.
For sure.
That's how we are.
Like I have a very, dude, I have a very strong spiritual conviction in my life. And I try to check myself on a daily basis with that.
But it also allows you to listen to Young Buck if you...
Well,
conveniently.
You have to have your balance.
Okay. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove.
Oh my gosh. I'm the most Christian person here.
Well,
I got the most hymns and I quoted scripture. Come on.
Well, but that doesn't mean
I'm definitely going to heaven.
That doesn't mean there was an actual dove. It said like a dove.
That's what I said. That's you're over here said. Talking about it resting on his shoulder.
You're right, you're right. I was saying like a like it came down its saddle.
Bro, like he's got Jesus just has pigeon poop all over him. His doves are just like on his shoulder.
Geez. I'm gonna say Wings of a Dove is a Christian song.
Jackie.
Wings of a Dove song. Is a hymn.
All right, so we're going with him. It's a country song.
Oh, dang it.
We were
feeling
we fell
husky.
Off track here lately.
Ferlin Husky. You know who that is?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that song.
Feeling Husky, Wings of a Dove.
Bro, can I tell you about the time I got to meet Norm before we go?
And Norm McDonald?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How many got? One more?
Oh, we have one. No, we got one more. I saw this quote today. Yeah. And I'm gonna it's about country music. Want me to make
oh, perfect. Up. We'll end on that.
When I call your name.
Jesus, yeah. I am.
Hold on. It's a Hank Williams. When I call you.
No. When I call your name is a country song.
No.
Nobody answers when I call your name.
When I call you, darling. Don't mean to call
you. No,
you
don't
darling.
Even.
Call when I call
my name.
Call. What's that song called?
That's the one you're singing, but the one.
What's that Hank Williams, darling.
When I call your name.
Well, don't mean to call you, darling.
Boom. Darling,
you don't even call me by my name. Should we start a band? Dude? Are we good?
Yeah, let's do it.
When I call,
you know, we could do a night at the listening room where we just write songs for the audience.
For what it depends
and
on.
We
what.
Just sit there.
We could play this game at the.
Oh, that'd be fun.
People
would pay money to do stuff like this.
100%. All right, when I call. All right, I'm looking at the title of it because I've just seen it on the screen here. And it says, when I call your name, but your is not capitalized. But neither is anything in there. Mm-hmm. So
just
that might be an
Olivia
error.
Olivia Rodrigo song. She doesn't capitalize any of her letters.
So meta, dude. Why does she do it? When I call your name, what's your final answer?
That's how I know I will never be that cool. When I call your name, I'm going country.
When I call your
name. I'm just also got a lot of songs in my head right now. Nobody answers when I call your name. I'm going to go with that.
When I call on Jesus,
that's when I call on
all
Jesus.
Things are possible. What is that?
Nicole C. Mullins. I can mount on wings like eagles and soar.
You think Nicole C. Mullins started that song? Bro, that was a Billy Graham song. Dude.
Billy Graham, bro. Dude, when Billy Graham was in conception, the Lord put that song in his mouth.
When I call your name is a...
When I call your name, when
me
I put
calling
when
God.
I put emphasis on the I, it makes me think it's a country song because of what I just
what said. What if I said when I call your name versus when I call your name?
See, that's different to me.
Dang, it's a different song based on the emphasis.
It really is to me.
When I call your name.
When I call
when
your name.
I call
when
I call your name. I'm gonna say when I call your name is
I think it's country song.
I'm just thinking it's a Christian song.
That's a country song.
Woo!
Dang it, dude.
Nobody answers when I call your name.
That's by Vince Gill. Well, Vince Gill's Christian, though. Hey, can you play that song on the podcast or no? Is that illegal?
No, we'll probably get pulled.
Okay, well, don't play it then. Yeah, when I call your name,
I probably couldn't even kind of sing it.
No, you're fired, dude. Yeah. You can say, all right, what do you have to say? We're up.
Okay, so in LAX airport, going to play Route 91.
All right. Oh, is that a festival?
I played Route 91 the day before the... terrible tragic
thing. Vegas. Oh, yep.
I was in LA for like 4 days, really exhausted. It was like really early in the morning at California Pizza Kitchen. I'm in line sitting at a table. My back is like to the rest of the restaurant. I hear this voice. Yeah. I immediately know it's Norm MacDonald without even looking.
Okay. Yep,
so I turn around.
That's one of the greatest things about comedy, by the way. If you have one of those voices on the radio, you go, I know who that is.
Yeah. Yep. It was fantastic. And so realistically, like my list of people that, you know, quote unquote, you want to meet in your life, like it's only comedians. Like,
and you would say back from the very beginning of this, Norm MacDonald has a dark sense of humor.
Oh, it's
very honest, at least. Very honest.
It's very honest. Yeah, it's dark because he doesn't, he never, ever, ever, ever cares to go there.
And you've always liked that.
All of his friends respect him so much.
Yep.
And so that's what I'm attracted to, is like someone that can like say what they mean, but also do it in a way that people respect their point of view. Yep. So sitting there at this place, and he's sitting with this other guy, and he's behind me, and I kind of did one of these to see who it was. And he walks around to the bathroom, which was like right where that wall is. Yep. So I'm seeing all this, and I'm like, I don't care. I would never go up to somebody. I just, not my style.
Yeah.
But that's my hero.
Yep.
Walks out and I go to the bathroom and I said, Norm, he goes, yeah. And I said,
that's a good impression.
I was like, hey man, my name is Jackie. I'm just traveling through and butter and thinking he's going to say, nice to meet you. He goes, what do you do? And I was like, I sing country music. And he goes, I love country, you know, the whole thing.
Right.
And so he goes, why don't you come over to talk to me about it? And I was like, okay. And so
really,
I go to the restroom. I didn't have to pee. I just went in there and like washed my hands.
Yeah,
or something.
You
like,
were going.
I really didn't have to.
I've made that move before. I got to go. Yeah.
Oh, totally. I was not going to let him leave without saying it. So we get back. Our tables were kind of close. And so we do the thing. He's asking me all kinds of questions about, you know, music. And he tells me that he was good friends with Billy Joe Schaefer,
okay,
who was a country singer,
right?
And he had this quote, and he said, people hate country, and sometimes people go like, all country music, it's just your dog died and your wife left you and you're a drunk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's life.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is my favorite thing about trying to figure out what I'm doing.
Yep.
You have a job as a comedian, but like, that's not who I know.
No.
You know what I mean? I never knew that.
That's part of it.
Dude, you've seen me sing a total of maybe an hour, right? Put all the songs together.
Probably an hour. We've
spent so much time together.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think
that's part of who you are, but not,
How many times do you hear people meeting someone they admire or they look up to or whatever, and it doesn't go well, right?
Right.
He didn't say one joke. He didn't put on anything.
Good for him.
I was just like, but he was also being funny, but he was just talking and being funny.
Just being a human.
And it was just like the most real interaction. And I got a picture with him. We sat next to each other on the airplane. Dude, it was one of the best days of my life. He invited me to a show.
Why were you
night.
On a Southwest flight?
I was on a Southwest flight from LA.
Why were you
to
on a
Vegas.
Southwest flight where you could sit next to him? Or did
he was with his buddy and I was with my friend and there's only three seats. And he was like, I want you to sit here.
Really?
And we sat all across from each other. And we just talked. Yeah. It was, literally made my life. Like, wow. I made my life. And
I don't talk to nobody.
I feel like for a guy, I just look at him and I know that he's really pushed a lot of buttons.
Lots.
I watched an interview of him in the early 2000s with Joy Behar, and she is just like,
I've seen this.
Yeah. And she's just trashing him.
Yeah.
But like, he is just being him.
Yeah.
And sometimes he made jokes even when they weren't funny, but they were funny to him.
He goes, I'm doing this for me.
Guess who's going to be there for you at the end of every single day? You.
You, bro.
You have to go home with you.
And if you're sitting there, you writing songs about stuff that doesn't feel like you, and you just want to be whatever goal you want to be, rich or famous or blow up on TikTok or miss me with all that. Like, I made a joke one time, it was recently, and it didn't go well, or somebody goes, take this down. I go, I hear your criticism here and it's probably warranted, but if you say take this down, that means I did it for you. I didn't do, and all my old Instagrams and all my old tweets are like, you might get canceled. You should go remove all those. I go, that's a part of like that whole body of work from when I started to now is like, that's all part of who I am. And I'm not any of those things anymore, but I'm not talking about being canceled, but like the outfits, the jokes that I make, if you could scroll back I would never make those jokes now, but it's part of, if you're trying to scrub away your
so ridiculous.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing, bro?
What are we doing?
What
are we
doing? We're not learning.
Doing?
We're not wisening up.
No.
We're definitely just trying to, when you change the rules of the game constantly, you just will never know where you're at. And yep. For me in my life, and I'm thankful that, dude, when I drive down into Nashville, if I'm just being transparent, yeah. I start to feel a little bit of the hands around my neck.
Right.
I feel like I'm a little outdated.
Yeah.
I feel like there's yep. so much things happening here. I yep. live 10 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
And there's so many things happening right here that I'm just missing out on.
Yeah.
But the thing that makes me feel confident and okay yeah. is that I know that the Lord is yeah. taking care of me. And if I try to honor him every day of my life,
yeah.
I believe that's going to work out. But dude, I would not trade anything for the friendships that I've made over the last decade.
Same.
I just wouldn't. Those people and the ones that, especially the ones that are still here.
Yep.
Like, I'm just so thankful for, I have so many amazing, amazing people that impart into my life all the time. Yeah. I'm just so thankful to be in a city where that can happen.
Now that you mention it, about every time you're like, he's a very, you post, go follow Jackie Lee on Instagram, by the way. It's Jackie Lee Music.
Mm.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It is. Wow. Well, I think TikTok's different, but dude, I don't like want anybody to know my TikTok.
Oh. Well, no, it's always the inspirational, like
yes,
the moving, heartwarming, endearing posts are. I don't know if you ever realize this, but they are always driving away from Nashville.
Oh, bro!
Because Nashville's in the back.
I've literally thought that so many times.
Okay, you have.
Yeah, I've honestly not until recently, because Alyssa Bonagora, one of my friends, brought that up.
Yeah,
she was like, "You should like do a little short called Rearview or something like that,
and it'll just all be
about Nashville being in the rearview." And I was like, "And one of my buddies wrote a song called Rearview Tennessee, and it's like insane good." Anyway, dude, I think it's also though I've literally fought being jaded.
Yeah.
But it's real easy to not be jaded either.
Yeah.
Just go into the day with a glass half full.
Yep.
And just like, don't expect that the people that you're going to come in contact with hate you.
Or love you. Everybody else tells you they do.
Literally everybody else tells you they do. And bro, yesterday at the golf course, I've made some friends out there, some homies.
Yeah.
And there's this guy named Clement. And he's an older black gentleman. Like, well, there's probably 20 years between us.
Hey, we gathered he was black. By an older gentleman named Clement. Yeah, dude.
Well, anyway,
a black name, dude.
We've been golfing together, and like, we talk about life. We talk about everything. It's just like, I literally can hear when he's telling a story.
Yeah.
And he can, I'm sure for me too, like our perspectives are different.
What? Yeah, way different.
I can literally tell like when he's telling a story, it's different, but like we don't care.
And
we're homies.
Also, it's been like a tough week to be on the internet. With everything that's going, but we talk every week.
Tough for me.
There's something, because that school shooting was 2 weeks ago, and the Roe v. It's like a tough week to be on the internet. But I've had so many genuine conversations in real life with people both sides of this. But when you look another person in the eye, you got to be and different than you, by the way. And you go, but like on the internet, it's just like people love me or hate me on the internet.
Here's the thing. Everybody's the same color on the internet. They're all red and they're all extremely mad. They're literally
I was like, Republican or Chinese?
No.
Either way.
I meant red in the face. Sorry. I forget there's a color red in the face.
Wait, is red, yellow,
what
black?
Is red?
Red, yellow, black, and white is the you know that song? Red and yellow, black and white.
They are precious.
It's like, what is red?
I don't know.
No, I think yellow might be Asian.
Or is red like Native American?
I think it would be, yeah.
Like really?
I messed that up. Yeah, listen, I apologize to everyone in the Native.
I don't know.
Red, I know black and white.
I know black and white.
No, they're saying races, right? Can you look it up?
Yeah.
Of course, they're saying that Jesus loves everybody.
Red, and they're saying red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. What are...
Jesus loves the little children of the... That's the song.
Red and yellow, black and white. What ethnicities is that? Look at what ethnicities.
I mean, we're also probably going down a
positive message, but change learning how negative categorization by colors. Okay, somebody's talking about what is
there's
yellow?
There's no way that we're going to talk about colors right now, and anyone's going to take it correctly.
Hold on, go red and yellow, black and white, skin color, or like ethnicity.
Yeah, let's type
ethnicity. Red, yellow, black and white.
Oh, let me just jump on some watch lists.
Real quick.
No, ethnicity.
Yeah, type that in too. That helps.
Color. Okay, here we go. Here, this is what we're talking. No, it's right there.
Color terminology for race, Wikipedia, for those at home who want to follow
color
along.
Terminology for race. All right, this is maybe not gonna
we didn't even tell the worst joke we told the AIMP awards.
Which one?
The one about with Jimmy.
You can tell that joke. All right, here we go. Tone of I'm guessing red is would be Native American. Yellow would be Asian. I don't think this is a cancelable offense. Go back one. Oh, there we go.
We're just researching. That's all we're doing.
Bro, we didn't assign the colors to
yellow,
people.
Like, yellow.
What are you talking about? We're just reading some of them somewhere there.
Yellow is East Asian.
Yes. It's saying, yeah, right, red. Red is but American red? Indian.
Okay.
All right, yeah, we got it.
White is Caucasian. Yeah, we got it.
Christian song or country? Red, yellow, black, and white.
Toby Keith.
That's a great joke, dude. That's a great joke.
Yeah, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
That's an unbelievable song.
And red and yellow. Yeah.
My daddy
served in the army.
You ever been to Kid Rocks and they play that? People were hammered. They're like, hey, respect. My daddy fought in the army.
Take your hat off. Yeah.
Where he lost his right eye. What percentage?
Dude, I love Toby Keith.
I love Toby Keith.
I know he has like, I heard he has
cancer.
Yeah.
We love him. Shout out.
He'll be Toby all right. Keith. Yeah. He got this. He literally is one of our treasures in this business.
What percentage is he?
Oh, bro. Do
people think? Yeah.
No. He is like, everybody's going to know this when he's like 50 years from now when he's gone. But he is our Waylon Jennings. Go listen to all the songs that he wrote by himself. All the songs that he produced by himself.
Shout out.
Dude, do you realize that he owns probably more of Big Machine Music than anybody at Big Machine ever did? He's a smart man.
I like how how some people have had like a resurgence, like Brooks and Dunn.
Oh yeah,
they like
that TikTok.
They come, yeah, really. But they like Toby Keith is like there was like kind of a time there when it's like Toby Keith, and I think Toby Keith has had not a resurgence, but like those songs brought to you courtesy. That song is,
you know, why? Because he's writing to the people that come to his shows.
Yeah, he's
not. I've not done that for like 10 years, yeah. Right? Because you want to do what you think everybody else is like, no. Toby Keith, literally until the day that he just doesn't want to do it anymore, will be able to.
And I, speaking of authenticity, what percentages would you guess that his actual blood father fought and lost his right eye? Probably not. But I still love it. Doesn't matter.
He knows somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All right, everybody. We'll wrap it up. Follow Jackie Lee Music
love you
on
guys.
The internet. Yeah,
good
dude.
See everybody.
Come by anytime, buddy. We love you, dude.
And we're playing ball tonight?
You're the man. Yeah, we're playing. We play basketball.
You guys want to play basketball tonight?
Yeah, I'll play.
I'm going to come down and play. And yeah, we'll give an update next week on that.
I mean, yeah, sure. It
peace
was
out,
a
everybody.
Little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.